say, you can go to school for two reasons. You know, one is to get to the degree in something you're good at, or the other is to go there to actually learn something new.
Welcome to the Major League Eventing Podcast, the show for eventing fans by eventing fans.
And as usual, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Cowboy Magic. Karen, today we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
You've seen his super shiny horses out only at the Olympics.
Yeah, and even at home.
Even at home. And at the AECs as he gets his big $30,000 check. Boyd Martin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good, buddy. Thank you so much. Cowboy Magic, what do you think about those guys keeping your horses?
Mate, the horses have never been so shiny. Even look at my hair here, Rob. Got a bit in the shower for myself. Great company and great products. And we're really, really, really happy with their support and everything that they've done for our horses.
Yep.
Yeah, so great people there.
Everyone out there at Straight Arrow. You and I visited Straight Arrow in the factory in person.
Great experience. You'd never ever realize what goes into making shampoo.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I did take a couple wrong turns, so we were a little bit late, but that's on me. So thank you, Cowboy Magic, and thanks, Boyd, for sharing in this spot with us.
Thank you.
Triple Crown Feed.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Triple Crown, big fans of Triple Crown Feed. They have tons of great products out there, mm-hmm. Premium stuff. Karen, what do you got to say over there?
So Triple Crown has formulas that are tailored to your horse's unique needs and help support immunity and gut health. Find your local Triple Crown Feed dealer by going to triplecrownfeed.com.
Triplecrownfeed.com. That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Triplecrownfeed.com.
They have a great feed locator. They have a great feed comparison tool on their website. I encourage everyone to get over there. Check out Triple Crown Feed's website. Check out the different products. Check out what makes them so special. And give them a shot, right, Karen?
Oh, yeah.
Support the people to support the show.
R&J Equine Kinetics is a full-service conditioning, training, and rehabilitation center providing a unique program tailored to each individual horse's needs.
Yeah, some of the services they provide, they have a water treadmill, a cold saltwater spa, vibrating floor, equine massage, vet-administered class 4 laser treatments. They provide educational tours, individualized feeding programs for your horse, round-the-clock attention. They also offer trailer-in services, equine transportation, and a limousine service.
And some of the examples for the use of their equipment are for horses experiencing poor performance, lameness, and gait abnormalities, horses needing to improve fitness and strength before competition season, a way to balance asymmetries and rebuild muscle after atrophy, and returning to training after surgery, trauma, or injury, or prehabilitation.
Learn more about R&J Equine Kinetics at R&J Equine on Facebook and EQKNETX.com.
So this past weekend was the inaugural Maryland 5-star at Fair Hill, and I wore my Fairfax and Favor Regina boots all weekend long, and they were super comfortable. I had so many people stopping me, asking me what type of boots I had and where to get them. And a bunch of riders, top riders, were wearing them during the jogs, and they looked spectacular. And we also gave a pair of Fairfax and Favor Regina Tall boots. So thank you, Fairfax and Favor. Everyone, get to their website. Go to fairfaxandfavor.com. Get yourself a pair, and I'm sure you're going to love them just as much as I do.
Taylor Harris Insurance Services. There for all equestrians, amateur and the professional. For all types and all breeds. No matter what discipline or level, Taylor Harris is committed to excellence in serving you and protecting the horses you love. Taylor Harris Insurance Services, your worldwide equine insurance specialists.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Karen. And Rob's super excited about today's guest.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a very busy, right now, 5-star rider, Andrea Baxter.
Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So I think I was actually just, I saw Andrea pulling in to Pennsylvania yesterday, Karen. Andrea, where are you from originally? Like, where are you coming from? You're in PA now, but where are you coming to us from? Or where are you from?
I'm from California, and I drove all the way from California. Me, myself, and my horse.
Oh, you drove all by yourself?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy smokes, dedication.
Yeah, I've done it before, and so in a weird way, I kind of like driving by myself on these long trips. Kind of, it helps to settle into a rhythm a little easier when you're just got nothing else to distract you.
Yeah, holy smokes. Wow. So how many days did it take you to get here?
4 days. It's like 12 to 14 hour days.
Wow.
Ooh.
We've driven across the country.
But we had each other.
We had each other and no horses. So holy smokes.
Sometimes when I go home, if I have a second driver and when I'm going home, I'll do it in 3 days. But I mean, it's, that's a lot. It's it's 1,000 miles a day, basically.
Gotcha.
And that's like 17 hours, 18 hours. I don't know. I mean, it's okay if you have two drivers, but I'm not sure if that's the best thing for the horses or not.
Right. Yeah. Whew, for sure. Goodness.
I happened to be in Pennsylvania right by where you're staying, and I saw you pulling ass. I was like, oh, there's Andrea. She made it. Thank goodness.
Yep.
And then, so you're in town for the Maryland 5-star, but then you were telling us just before we went live with the interview, you're flying home. Is that right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, this timing of this trip was just like, I couldn't seem to figure out a good plan, no matter how I looked at it. There was pros and cons to every idea I came up with, and finally I landed on this plan. So I was going to bring my younger horse, who's actually Indy's son, I was going to bring him to Morven, because that's the weekend before, and I was going to drive both of them out. But I usually fly Indy, but the flights right now are just ridiculously expensive. So that's what landed me on the driving thing. But then he didn't go very well at his last show. So then I was back to just bringing her and figured, so here I am. So I came out a week early, and then I'm flying home to ride him at home at a more local show for him so that he's more comfortable and I don't overpace him.
Wow. Oof. Wow. So
we're busy.
We're recording this the Wednesday before the Maryland 5-star. So one week from the jogs.
Mm-hmm.
So wow.
Yep.
Woo wee. Holy smokes.
That's exciting.
I think this.
Yeah, it's a lot. And Indy's kind of a bad traveler and just she's high maintenance. And so it's pretty stressful, but also, on the same hand, it's a little bit annoying hanging out with her all the time because I don't want to. She's had a tying up issue before, so I kind of just like to keep it low key for her and take her on lots of hacks and hand walk her a lot. So it's not really a training opportunity for her just because muscle wise, she needs the time to settle in. So it's actually, even though it sounds crazy, I'm hoping that it's going to be a really good plan.
That sounds good. It sounds good. Where are you based out of while you're waiting to gearing up for Maryland 5-star?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Where are you based out of right now here in while you're gearing up for Maryland?
Oh. I'm at Erica Nessler's place right across the road from Boyd's place.
Gotcha. Good place to be.
Yes.
Beautiful farm. Yes. She has a beautiful farm.
And the one benefit of driving my trailer is like I have my living quarters with me. So I'm all set up, got my campsite, and I'm doing just fine.
Awesome.
Great.
Except for I'm leaving. So I'm leaving my trailer to my groom. So I've been trying to teach her on the fly how it all works.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The working camper deal.
Oh, my goodness.
So, hey, we know you're still kind of on the road and getting settled in out there, but so we won't keep you too late there. But we always love to hear how do people get started in eventing? How do these 5-star eventers get their start? So can you tell us how you started in riding?
Yeah, well, my story maybe is slightly unique. My mom used to event. She rode through Advance. And so I started eventing with her and kind of came up the ranks. And I always was a kid on a pony. And then I had a, you know, another horse. And then next thing you know, I graduated to my mom's horse. And we used to go to all the shows together. And then fast forward, and then we used to breed horses together kind of as a hobby, a hobby, but also we were, you know, I don't want to say we were good at it, but we had a lot of good luck with it. So my mom bred, like three of her advanced horses.
Wow.
And then the most recent one that we bred, turned out to be my first Kentucky horse. And her name was Estrella, which, is how I came up with my business name, which is Estrella Equestrian. But anyway, so I bred her, my mom and I bred her and I rode her through Kentucky and then, it's just kind of been like that ever since. And then a few years ago, my mom had a TBI, in a trail riding accident. Yeah. And, so she doesn't ride anymore, but we do own, my family owns a big, ranch, Twin Rivers. And we host, four-star, eventing shows there.
Yeah. Imagine that. All the advanced level eventing and then your mom has a trail riding accident. I mean, that's just crazy. That's terrible.
I know. Isn't it nuts? Yeah.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Louise, it can happen anywhere. And I would say it's a pretty successful anywhere, breeding. Yeah. I would say that's pretty successful breeding to have all these advanced horses. That's amazing.
Yeah. We've had a lot of advanced horses that we bred and, I don't know if we were good at it or if we just got lucky, but we sure had a lot of them.
Did you have like a foundation mare or a couple mares or a stallion? What was that about?
No, not really. Just, and all of them, we broke and trained ourselves. So I don't know, somewhere along the line, we've done pretty well. And then, like I said, also, Indy 500, her son is the one that I was going to bring for Morven. But he's competing at advanced also now.
Wow.
Man, that's fantastic.
It is.
That's fantastic. Now, what part of California are you in over there?
We're in Central California, about 45 minutes from the beach and dead in the middle of LA and San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good location.
In a real nice wine tasting area.
Yeah,
there's a lot of wine tasting and tourist kind of stuff going on.
Nice.
sounds nice.
Sounds pretty awesome. So from there, you went into business. Obviously, it's a family business. So can you tell us a little bit more? Like, you have Twin Rivers Ranch, and then do you still do breeding? Like, do you breed to sell, or is this all for your own horses? And what do you guys do at Twin Rivers besides host events? Do you, you know, train horses, sell horses? What do you do over there?
Well, like you said, it's a family affair. And my dad has a paving and excavating business. So he's got all kinds of trucks and tractors and water trucks and such. So kind of dual purposes for what he does. But then he also, you know, the farm gets to use all that stuff, which is pretty useful. And he can grade all the arenas and all that stuff. And then myself and my best friend, Beck Braitling, we kind of have our own little horse training sales boarding business on the side. So we kind of we have about 30 horses between the two of us. So it's kind of a boutique training and sales business that we do.
Gotcha.
And people, the horses coming and going, and we have mostly horses in training. We don't have that many humans, mostly just because the area that we're in is a little bit rural, and you know, it just doesn't seem to have the high dollar clients that are, you know, working their job and riding their horses. We seem to get people from the Bay or LA that send their horses down to us for training, but they don't come along with them.
Huh.
So
that's probably better.
It's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
It's actually quite nice because we don't get distracted as much. But you definitely don't make as much money doing that way. But we have a lot of time to dedicate to each horse and have a real rapport with each specific horse, and I think the horses really go well because of that.
Gotcha. Very cool. Hmm. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So this interview will probably come out just after the Maryland Five Star. So could you tell us a little bit, like, this will be, you know, obviously we'll see how things go, but can you tell us a little bit about Indy 500 and, you know, your five star experience and what you think, you know, the Maryland Five Star will be like for you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit nervous, I guess, just because I haven't done one, you know, in, feels like, well, I guess 2 years. Early 2019 was the last five star I did. Of course, with 2020 happening, I missed Kentucky last year, but I did do try-on last fall, the four-star there, and she was double queen there. And then I sat out Kentucky this spring because I was just a little bit worried with COVID and all that. I just wasn't sure if they were going to maybe pull the same card and cancel it again, and I didn't want to put the pounding on her to get her fit for it if they were going to pull the plug on it. So I sat that out, and now fast forward to getting ready for this, and I feel a little behind the eight ball. So we'll see. She's done three advanced this year, and she's going great. But it's hard to stay at the top of your game for that long with that long of a gap. So we'll see. Yeah. But she hasn't missed a gallop and done all of her jump schools and jumped really well at the last show. So, here we go. We'll see how it goes.
I'm predicting a great result.
I think so too.
I hope so. I appreciate it.
Well, everything's going to be, you know, up to the latest and the greatest, you know, the best footing. The turf is great.
And the best part, it's new to everyone.
It's new to everybody. So it's a level playing field. You know, no one's been out there and seen it.
Yeah, no, that's very exciting. Yeah, that is something I was reading a lot of reports on the shows in England right now that are dealing with the COVID stuff and just transitioning with managers and organizers and stuff. And it's crazy just with reading what the English people have to say and how comfortable they are. And when they ran their Bicton five star and how uncomfortable they all were because they'd never been there and they'd never done it. And it was just funny to hear them feeling out of their comfort zone, when it's their own turf and they're uncomfortable on their own turf. So I guess that's a little bit like we are now.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
That's what makes this so exciting. So, we've driven by, but we're being disciplined and we're not trying to peek or anything like that at the course and all that. But we can see a lot of the course runs right along a road, and so you could see it. I mean, it just looks beautiful, you know, when we ride by and the wait till you see the arenas in person, all the tents and the grandstands. I mean, it just looks so impressive.
Yeah,
and I'm just so they've really.
I'm sure it's going to be impressive to me for sure, because I haven't been to Fair Hill since I think 2012.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like a kind of a hole in the wall, really. I mean, just a little arena and, you know, hardly any infrastructure. So I'm sure that I will be absolutely awed by the improvements.
That side, the old three star side or four star as it was at the end, that's not in use for this event. So it's almost all new, except there is some of what they call the sawmill, but even that's more, it's not the entire field. And,
right.
and so there's a lot of new area, you know, a lot of area people, no one's ever galloped on this area. So it's going to be, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. So super excited for that.
Well, it's definitely going to be exciting for being so new and even getting some of the Europeans come over. And that's just definitely, getting jittery just thinking about it.
What's crazy is we're going to be there, and then we'll be trying to do interviews at like the finish lines and the press conferences and things like that. So we'll probably interview you again. To get your, maybe that's what we can do, Karen.
Ooh, yeah.
Since this is going to come out after, maybe we'll catch up. We'll try to catch up with you, and then get your thoughts of like the cross country and that sort of thing throughout the weekend. So hopefully we can do that.
Yeah,
and we can splice it all together, Karen. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. That would be cool.
So we'll get your
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there.
Hi.
It's Robin Karen from
Hi.
We wanted to catch up with you.
Yeah.
So Andrea Baxter back with us. So we're going to put this all together. So we're going to have your interview before the Maryland Five Star. And now this is, it's all said and done.
Cool.
You're just getting out of show jumping. So what do you think of the Maryland Five Star?
It was pretty awesome. I'm glad to have been here and glad they put it all on and put it up for us.
Yeah, fantastic. So when we talked to you last, you were just getting in town. You made the drive over 3 or 4 days mm-hmm. from California.
Yep.
Then you were flying back to California, eventing there, and then coming back. How did that feel? Did it all work out for you? Do you think that left you still the time to prepare for the Maryland Five Star?
Yeah, actually, I think my plan, it sounded complicated, but I think it actually all fell into place perfectly. I don't think I could have planned it any other way and had it work out as quite as well as it did. So it was great. It sounded very hectic, but it did work out. Yeah.
And then you said you were staying at Erica Nestor's place
yep.
in Parkerville, so
yep.
not too far away.
Yep.
And then you moved in here. So after you finally got to see the terrain and ride the terrain, what do you think? How does this stack up to other five stars?
I mean, it was definitely a fitness challenge for sure. I've never felt her be quite as tired as she was in that show jumping.
Wow.
Now, you know, it is the thoroughbreds have the advantage in the galloping, but definitely not in the jumping muscle department the next day. So she's usually quite a good show jumper. She jumps clean usually, but that was a pretty endurance, you know, grueling test, and the jumps were hard for her today. So,
how was she like at the end of the course? Was she still plenty of running
enough? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yesterday, she steeplechased to the last fence. Yeah, she took me a while to pull her up. No, she was always, you know, has tons of run in her, but you could start to feel the jump flattening out, and then saw that again today. So.
Well, thank you so much. It's so great to have you.
Yeah.
For the Five Star.
Thank you. All right, you too. Thank you.
So, Andrea, we are going to play a little game. It's called Quick Fire Questions.
Quick Fire Questions.
Uh-oh.
And this Quick Fire Questions is brought to you by Taylor Harris Insurance Services. So all it is five just silly questions, and you don't have to be quick, but we do have strict grading at the end.
You have what? The grading at the end?
Yeah, very strict grading at the end.
Very strict.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So your favorite rider growing up?
Oh, gosh. Well, probably this is not very eventing, but probably Greg Best, but that's because I liked his gray horse.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
There you go.
Hey, there's no...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be eventing related.
I think there's a lot of people that they fall for the horse or the looks of the horse, and that's where they got it. So
yeah, I had posters of Jim Twist all over my room.
Wow. Yeah, yeah,
that's so awesome.
That is awesome. All right, your favorite event to compete at?
Oh, that's too many to choose from, but I mean, Kentucky probably. Yeah, Kentucky.
All right.
Home turf.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Home turf.
Okay. All right. So you're getting ready for the Maryland Five Star Cross Country. What pump up song is going through your head right now?
gosh. I'm really into just the EDM BPM kind of music right now. So I don't even care who it is. It's just the beat, you know, get the blood flowing.
Right.
Find her a rave, Karen. We're gonna find her a rave. Firefly just ended last week. The big music.
I get a little. I think when I get nervous, I go a little cold. So I, you know, to get myself pumped up, I kind of get a little more. I like the energy music more.
There we go. Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is cool. All right. Is there a riding discipline that you've never done but would want to try?
Oh, I think that reining looks pretty cool.
Yes. Reining.
We
is
get
cool.
a lot. We get that a lot.
Yep.
All right. So last question. If you could ride any horse, past, present, or fiction, who would it be?
I think that Toledo de Curso, now that he's all trained up, I understand I understand that maybe when he was a young man that he was a bit of a pain, but now that he's all trained up, I think I'd like to have a sit on him.
That's funny. Good answer.
Very awesome. Good. So A++.
A++. Well done.
All right. So Andrea, do you have any advice for a young rider trying to make it in this sport?
Oh, just do your homework and study the sport and do as much trying to find the deeper meaning to things that you think you know, and it's always more to it than at first glance.
Yeah,
true.
Sure.
Yep.
I think that goes for just about everything. Everything looks simple on the outside. Did you go to college and stuff, or did you know you were going to be in horses and just say, I'm just going to just work on the horse?
Yeah. I went to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, and graduated with a business marketing degree.
Does that help now that you're in business for yourself?
I mean, definitely not. No, but, but I have the piece of paper to say that I did it. So, whenever it always makes you feel better when you're in conversation with other people to be able to say, yes, I did that. I checked that box. Do I feel like it's helping me now? No, not really. But, if this ever doesn't pan out, I have that under my belt to sit on and know that I've done it. So,
yeah, true.
There you go. I think you can't go wrong with a business degree. It's always good to have
a
good
business. Yeah, business degrees are good.
Well, I always say that I have a thing with school. I always say you can go to school for two reasons. One is to get to the degree in something you're good at, or the other is to go there to actually learn something new. So I think that because I grew up with a very business oriented family, I think that when I went to school for it, it was also obvious to me. I'd kind of grown up with it. I was immersed in that already. So I guess I just didn't find it to be very profound in what they were teaching me, but that's probably because I was so, immersed in it already that it wasn't really new information for me.
Gotcha.
Ah.
That's I get it. When you grow up around it, and I get it. Mm-hmm. You're already understanding the marketing and the business and see the accounting going on. So that's understandable.
Yeah, it is. It is. So as we wind things down, we always love to hear any sponsors or supporters you may have. Do you want to give anyone a shout out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, lots. It's hard to put me on the spot, but APF or Auburn Labs has been huge for Indy in particular and myself over the years, helping keep Indy from tying up, and their product has really been game changing for her and for me. It helps my mental game. I've got Revitavet systems and those lasers have been really useful over the years and always help get me out of a pinch. And Professional Choice, they keep me always outfitted, with all the fresh pair of new boots everywhere I go, and Riding Warehouse as well. They keep me getting supplied with all the stuff I need. And then actually Hound and Hair has done a lot for me at all the jogs. I'm at the big competition early and Kentucky. They've always come through and helped me out with making me look classier than maybe I actually am.
Well, we're good friends with those folks over there.
They have great stuff.
They carry the Fairfax and Favorite boots, so so we're all about Hound and Hair. And by this time this episode comes out, we would have given away a pair of Fairfax and Favorite Regina boots, right, Karen?
Oh yeah,
with our friends over at Hound and Hair. Yes. Yep. So very, very cool. Awesome. So as we wind things down, the last question is just, how do people follow along between you and Twin Rivers, or is it all one and the same, or?
We try to keep things a little bit separate, but they are kind of the same. Twin Rivers has their own web page and Facebook, and then I have a separate same thing, Instagram and Facebook, and I have a page on the Twin Rivers page, but it's linked to the same website.
Gotcha.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty horrible with social media. When I was younger and, you know, younger and dumber, I was very vocal on social media and had a very good reputation for being really funny, but also, probably not quite as professional as I needed to be. So I've learned to, back it up a little bit, keep it a little more PC, which sometimes just means I don't have a lot to say on social media.
Isn't that funny how sometimes when we censor ourselves, we just have nothing to say? I find that all the time.
Yeah. I think when I was younger and social media was pretty new, I had one particular incident where a couple months later, somebody completely random that I didn't even know came out of the blue and basically regurgitated something that I had written on Facebook. And I just remember being absolutely mortified at how they could actually know that. I was like, how do you know that? and they were like, well, you wrote it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I did. Wow. Okay. So that moment kind of will always stand out in my mind, and I'm like, wow, okay, that was a life-changing minute there.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think we all, and I do it, I try to think, okay, I'm gonna sit on this before I type this. What am I saying here, and what I want it said back, or what I want it read in a year from now.
Well, and then I think nowadays it's more just that I get distracted, because then I want to check it and I want to make sure I don't say something wrong, and then I want to check it, and then I get busy and distracted and move on to something else, and the next thing you know, I didn't post it.
Gotcha. Well, it's hard to get in trouble for something that you didn't say.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh man. So, well, listen, we really look forward to seeing you at the Maryland Five Star. We're going to definitely try to track you down and get a couple different maybe interviews in there. And
we'll be rooting you on.
And we know, like I said, you just got into town yesterday after all that driving, and you're flying out in the morning. So thank you so much for carving out this time with us. And we really appreciate it. And we just wish you all the best of luck at the Maryland Five Star.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Please like Major League Eventing on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And join our community, Major League Eventers, on Facebook. Cheers!